morning, friends. Welcome to Business Connections with Anita. We air every Wednesday at 10 a.m. here on 1180 a.m. KCKQ on America Matters. You can interact with us. You can either call in at 877-790-8255, or you can text us at 775-237-2266. Or leave us a comment on our Facebook watch party. We're on right now, and Zach's typing over there. I can see his little fingers just moving away. Mm-hmm. We've had an extremely busy morning. We can't thank you guys, our listeners and our watchers, enough for lifting us up and taking us to the top. We've more than doubled our views on Facebook, and we really appreciate it. And we went all the way up over 503 views. It's still climbing even after a week. So we thank you very much for that. You can hit the subscribe button on YouTube, because we're going to be adding a few other videos. We got some events and fundraisers and things going on. So I'm going to post those things there, and possibly on my Facebook page as well. Got to keep it all abroad, because not everybody's on every platform of social media. We do have a lot going on. I just learned yesterday that David out there in Dayton that needs his kidney, they're going to be doing the switcheroo transplant on May 31st. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers. Our hearts go out to him, and as a community we have lifted him up and are helping him get donations for aftercare, you know, when the surgery is done, and we, you know, and he's needing some help for housing and this and that. So we lift him up. And Wainema Ranch Sanctuary, I'm going out there. I have a birthday fundraiser going on right now on Facebook. So if you'd like to donate to Wainema Ranch, I would really appreciate that donation. It's a cause very close to my heart, as well as Christian at Rough Riders. But I'm going to go out there on my birthday, and I'm going to be spending the day, and I'm going to take some images. The time and the date's already been set up with Shari out there, and I look forward to going out there, and those images will be used to update their website, which I'm in charge of. So we got so many things going on, I can't even keep up. Out there in Napanee, Indiana, they're going to be having in September for their 11th annual 9/11 ride to remember. Napanee American Legion Post 154. J.C. Lee contacted me a few months back and told me this is going to be coming up, and he's starting to give me information. So as we get closer to the event, I'm sure more information will be coming. But they're going to have a 60-foot buffet, you guys. They've already got over 400 and some bikers going to show up for this memorial ride for our military. And
wow.
I'm from Indiana originally, just about probably half an hour from where this is being taken place, and they're up there in the Amish land. Napanee, Indiana is mostly Amish, so it's a fun time. And
I'm sure they'll appreciate 400 motorcycles rolling through.
That's what I thought too. But this is their 11th annual event, and they do have a lot of festivals there. And you can't beat Amish cooking, you guys. If you've never had it, you gotta try it, especially the pies. Oh my gosh, they're so good. I also want to say, Dale Monroe's been on the show a few times, and Voodoo Cats is having their first show here on America Matters today at 3 p.m. So if you're on a commute or have a chance to listen, you can rock out with them for a half an hour. And we lift them up, and their music will be heard worldwide this afternoon. And we're glad here at Business Connections with Anita to be a part of that adventure with them. And we support them all the way. Also, I have to give my deepest sympathies to Diane Disney this morning. We're sorry for the loss of your husband. And, you know, I did eyelashes and nails. So when you have that interaction with someone and they have to stop coming for whatever reason, it's about the relationships that you build with folks.
Sure.
And that's why I get emotional. Because they aren't just people that give me money. They are people that I care about. So I lift their whole family. She has four sons, so many grandchildren and great-grandchildren, but she has a good family support, and we're thankful for that, and we're thankful for her husband's service in our military, and may God bless her and her family. Anyways, I'm sorry. But, you know, at least I care. at least I show that emotion. You know, I through my life, it's caused me issues, but, you know, this is my show. So if I want to show a little emotion about someone I care about, I'm going to do it. Zach, we're growing so fast.
We are.
We're booked all the way to the second week of June now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get you the information later. I don't even have all the information. I just get told I want on. So full mics. We have a full house in here this morning. And we're going to hear about Christian and roughriders.org. And we have a fundraiser going on for him for a van fleet. And we're going to get those vans for those dogs.
Yeah, we are.
Did you see that article where that lady dumped those puppies in the dumpster down in Southern California?
Sadly, I did. And I mean, those are just so hard to read. And, you know, those stories always pop up in my news feed. And, you know, there's so many other things she could have done that, you know, luckily she was caught on camera and she'll be held responsible.
Well, that's not the only thing. She had 30 dogs, people.
Oh, wow.
Besides throwing the puppies away. Yeah. And it just disgusts me. Yeah. And but that's what you do. You go rescue people or little dogs. They're like
people.
My dog. My Yorkie's a people. I don't know. She's something else. And her little tongue sticks out and no teeth. I mean, she's seven. I figured it up yesterday. She's 17 years old.
Wow.
So still can jump to my hip when I get home and always there with unconditional love. And we're getting ready to go to our first break, folks. So be sure to stay tuned with us and we'll be right back after the break. If you want to know more about me, you can do that at afdesigns.online.
Hello, I'm Omer Raines, author of the international best-selling book, Back to the Summit, How One Man Defied Death and Paralysis to Again Lead a Full Life of Service to Others. Now in its second edition, Back to the Summit has been reprinted in countries worldwide. All profits from the sale of this book go to support humanitarian causes of lasting importance. However, the principal reason for writing the book was to inspire others who, like me, have been faced with a major medical challenge. Back to the Summit is available in hardcover, paperback, or as an ebook. An audio edition is also available. Whatever the modality or format, it can easily be ordered on Amazon or from your favorite bookstore. Whether you read or listen to Back to the Summit, I hope that it will serve as an inspiration to you or to someone you know. Again, I'm Omer Raines. If you wish to learn more, my website is senoraines.com. That's senoraines.com. Have a wonderful day.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Real Estate Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash rebate. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Real Estate Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Real Estate Resources now at 1-800-235-7513 to learn more or visit ParagonRERI.com.
This is Clarence Collins, producer of Keith Gallagher Jr.'s music and a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Tune in every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. and Tuesdays at 4:30 p.m. to hear Keith's music on the Music Path Show.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hey, lady! What's for lunch today?
Out to lunch. Mondays at noon. Join me, Deidre, your host, for an hour of artists, authors, businessmen, lawyers, charity organizations, and events. Out to lunch. Mondays at noon.
To find out what's hot and happening, join Lady J for Smooth Jazz Tune-Up.
Join me Saturdays, 10 to noon, here on America Matters.
Are you shy and don't want to talk on the air? Text us your questions or comments to 775-237-2266. Now back to the show.
Welcome back, friends, to another lovely Wednesday morning here in Reno. I'm Zach Hill, your co-host. If you're just tuning in to join us, we have a full studio guest today, and we're going to cover all kinds of different information from different businesses. I just want to give a quick shout-out to Willow Bill. He's on our Facebook Live, shooting us comment in from Hell's Gate State Park in Snake River, Idaho. Great to have you listening again, Willow Bill. As always. So I want to introduce some of our guests. We've got Dr. Tom Waldorf with Active Life Chiropractics.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We have Dan Kim back on again with Rocket Productions.
And whatever else.
Among other things.
What is it today, Dan?
We'll spin the wheel.
Well, we love everything that you do, and I know that you're helping a lot of folks out there. And we look forward to hearing more about your biology and what you have going on.
Definitely, definitely. Then we have Christina Dobler from Arbonne and also a certified Pilates instructor.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
And, of course, we have Christian with RoughRiders.org, as always.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we're kicking off a fundraiser, Zach.
Yeah, we're kicking off our fundraiser for Rough Riders. We're trying to get a van fleet for transport of dogs and rescuing them from all over the place and then getting them back to amazing forever homes,
yeah,
and wherever they need to be. And also you do some transport when something happens where owners get split up from their animals, and getting them back to them just kind of becomes difficult. I know a few weeks ago you just did a trip out to Ohio.
Yeah, and so, you know, we'll take those special cases on. You know, those always seem to tug at our heartstrings. And so, you know, even though it occupies, you know, 3.5-4 days of my time, it's always worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't be prouder to be part of your organization and helping. And I heard through the grapevine that Hagrid got a forever home.
Hagrid finally found his forever home over the weekend. A lovely family who adores the heck out of him.
Aww.
And, you know, they lost their dog Zeus a little while back. And, you know, it's one of those things, when it rains, it pours. We had three people reach out about Hagrid all at the same time. they happened to be the first, and it just worked out. And, you know, the nice thing is we had some great support for Hagrid from not only Charlie's Place, which is over off of 4th Street. They provided daycare and boarding when we needed it for
awesome.
Him. And CRCS, the Canine Rehabilitation Center and Sanctuary down in Washoe.
And business connections with Anita.
And, of course, business connections with Anita. And
just playing, Christian.
Well, no, we appreciate everything that you guys have done for our organization.
Yeah, he was a blessing to have in here, actually. He hid out under the table, but we had to shoot extra pictures. Christian, how many vans are you trying to get?
So to start with, we're looking for 2 vans, and you know, we're going with some gently used Ram Pro Master vans. We've got a great organization out of Colorado Springs called Wayfarer Vans that is going to be doing the upfitting for us. And one of the vans is going to be our short distance van, basically 700-mile radius. The cargo area is going to be outfitted with nothing but kennels, so that way we can do, you know, the runs that we do, pick up as many dogs as possible and bring them back. The second van is our long distance van. So when we do trips to Ohio, we did one up to Canada back in October, and that's going to be outfitted with a bed, a little kitchenette, and then a bunch of kennels from there. That way, you know, we save money on not needing a hotel room, not needing to obviously rent a vehicle and get the, you know, the damage waivers, and you know, we can cook.
Well, I would think that for the dogs too, it would be better if you were there with them instead of leaving them in the van overnight while you go sleep in a motel room.
Well, most of the time I bring them in, so, and it's hard time finding
a
hotel
place
rooms
animal friendly
that are not only animal friendly but will allow me to bring 4 or 5 dogs at a time,
especially so. Pit bulls, right?
Yeah.
They're breed sensitive or whatever. You run into those issues on the road, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're looking to raise $75,000 for the two used vans, the upfitting costs. We're going to get it nicely wrapped so that it's branded, cover the insurance, and then any of the volunteers, the transport volunteers that we use, we will do background checks and driving record checks for them.
And I want to thank real quick Cecilia, Kathy, and Carmen for donating to Christian's organization. I thank you. I know all of you personally, and I thank you for your donations, and we're going to continue that for at least a month. And if we need to extend it, Christian, you just let me know what we need to do.
I appreciate that. We have the permanent fundraiser set up over at GoFundMe, so if anybody wants to check that out, it's at GoFundMe.com/RRFleet. And people can make donations there. They can do it through Facebook, either through the fundraiser you've set up on our Facebook page, or directly through PayPal. So,
and I have it on afdesigns.online, too. I already put it on there ready to go. So we're ready to rock this fundraiser.
A quick one for you, Christian. Have you registered with Smile with Amazon yet?
I haven't, just because I know a number of the other rescue organizations utilize Smile. It's a hard push. I probably will sometime in the future.
Okay.
But
they want all kinds of documentation and all these ducks in a row before you can even.
Which we have. Yeah,
right,
that's not an issue.
Right. But I'm just saying, sometimes we're on waiting for the other end to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we found that our direct fundraising efforts tend to do better than, an affiliate type program similar to that.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, I know we haven't really chatted about this in a while. How did you actually get started with Rough Riders?
So I started Rough Riders back in July, so a little less than a year ago. Okay. And we've been lucky enough for it to take off to this degree that, I could only imagine. But prior to that, I had spent 17 years in marketing. And it was Groundhog's Day for me. It was, go to bed every night, wake up in the morning, not really feeling fulfilled. And so I took a year to really think about, I want to do something that's bigger than myself. I want to do something in animal welfare. And, we had rescued our dog Tahoe. I had grown up with rescues and really took a look at where the need was and quickly determined that that was in transport and then at the same time in networking with the different rescue organizations and shelters. And so once I found that niche, I basically jumped in with both feet and, here we are. 9 months later, and we're rapidly growing and getting a nice little foothold here in Reno.
Nice,
that's great.
I want to say I've been on the air for a year now. I started with Reno Technology Academy, and I appreciate their opportunity to have me on talk about their organization, which is a nonprofit. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'll be teaching robotics again this summer for homeschoolers, and I look forward to that. We have about 3 minutes, Zach. Do we have, what else do we have going on here? We're booking in the second part of June. You got more to say about your dogs?
Yeah, just real quick. We were running a 2-week Easter adoption special, which is $50 off the adoption fee of any Rough Riders dog available for adoption. That ends Friday. So if anybody's interested, check out the dogs that we have on roughriders.org/unadoptables. And then we're always looking for what we call short-term pet owners. These are essentially fosters, but we're rebranding the name and just letting people know that all they have to do is open their homes to a loving dog. We take care of the rest. We take care of the food, the bedding, the bowls, the vet care, all of that until they find their permanent homes.
Awesome. Great. Well, we've met some really great dogs. Who's
featured this week?
Yeah.
Boy, we've got Shadow, who is a Siberian Husky. He's already got all kinds of interest, which is awesome. We have the two dogs that came in from Thailand. We've got Smiley and Sweet Pea. let's see. There is Galena, who's a Australian Shepherd mix. Sunshine, who is a little brown and white pity, very sweet. Had a awful past, but is better in spite of it.
And Heather has Bella. She needs a home.
She has a cute little piglet.
Piglet's
who
still
we met.
A good dog too, folks.
Yeah. Let's see. We've got Jada, who is a brindle pit, very sweet girl. And then Jabba, who is a little black pocket pity, who is about as sweet as can be. So there's plenty of dogs to choose from, lots of dogs that need homes, and we're always looking for those loving homes for them.
Awesome. So what's a good way to reach you if people are interested in coming and checking out the dogs?
Website's great, roughriders.org. Facebook, facebook.com/roughriderssaves. And then they can always email us at roughridersrescues@gmail.com.
Excellent. Perfect.
Well, we want to interact with you folks. So if you want to call in at 844-790-8255. That's 844-790-8255. For our Facebook and YouTube people, if you want to leave us a comment, we'll get those questions answered for you as quick as we can. Mm-hmm. And wow, here we go. And we're going to get into our guests after we get back. I can't wait to hear about their, well, I know Dan's business is growing, and he's just sitting over here twiddling his thumbs and, and rocking and rolling in his chair. I know he's got a busy day, and as all of us do. But I look really forward to hearing about what's going on, and we got a great little yummy thing from Christina over there, so I can't wait to learn more about this and what it'll do for me. And we have a chiropractor in the house, which I told him before we went on the air, oh, boy, do I need you. Oh, boy. Yeah, I used to suffer from headaches when I was 18, so my mom would take me to the chiropractor because I was a diver. Mm-hmm. A diver, swimmer, gymnast, do all that stuff. And I just hammered my neck and different things, car accidents. Life mm-hmm. takes its toll.
Yes, it does.
And the decompression is what I'm interested in because
we have that.
Yep, and I want to know more. And I'm sure my radio friends do too. We'll be right back after this break.
Ready for a live game of Clue? For nearly 30 years, Funtime Theater has held private and monthly dinner murder mysteries. Each night is different, and each event includes dinner and a show. You're the detective, and your job is to figure out who did what to who and why. At the end of the night, a super sleuth and not so super sleuth are awarded prizes. This is a great event for a birthday or holiday party and team building events for your office. Visit FuntimeTheater.com to make your reservations and use promo code RADIO for $5 off each admission.
Destination Midtown. Experience the difference. Reno's premier shopping extravaganza. Everything imaginable and more. Midtown matters. Get down to Midtown.
A new garage door from Overhead Door Company can drastically increase your curb appeal and security. Check out quality garage doors from the genuine original Overhead Door Company of Sierra Nevada, Reno. Quality service in the heart of Midtown. Look for the red ribbon logo.
Midtown Reno. Experience the difference. Get down to Midtown. Midtown matters.
You've heard of Candelaria's Mexican restaurants. Well, there's more to Candelaria's than just Mexican for lunch and dinner. Now at the Reno location, Candelaria's is open for your favorite American breakfast and lunch. Located at 180 West Peckham in the Reno Town Mall Annex, Candelaria's is serving breakfast starting at 6 a.m. And for lunch, mix and match your Mexican and American favorites for the best of both worlds. Come see Candelaria's today. Carry out and delivery is also available. Just call 449-5502 to place your order today.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is America Matters Media on AM 1180 KCKQ,
a Lotus broadcast station.
The power of radio since 1967.
Want to expand your advertising dollar? Sponsor this or any America Matters program by calling 775-827-8900, extension 2. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, friend, from our second break. It's a lovely Wednesday morning here in Reno. Got a house full of guests here on the mics. And thank you for tuning in. If you're just joining us, we're about to dive in deeper with Dr. Tom Waldorf with Active Life Chiropractic. How you doing today, Tom?
Doing great.
Thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in doing chiropractic care and what you do, where you're located.
I think talking about how I got involved in chiropractic care would take too long, but as a lot of people, you have an injury. I had an injury in sophomore year in high school and got speared in the back by a fullback and couldn't move. Went to the typical get my drugs and all that stuff. And after a couple months, my parents noticed my grades were dropping, couldn't figure out why. Well, I was a little high on opiates. And finally, they took me to a chiropractor, and I started feeling better and then got really interested in that approach of care and went to Palmer in Santa Clara and got really involved in industrial injuries, workers' comp. And so now I look at all my patients in some respects as what we call industrial athlete. Mm-hmm. Everybody has some type of physical activity that they do. And one of the things I always say to people is, how much time do you think that NFL football player prepares for 45 minutes of play time on a Sunday? He spends 6 days preparing for 45 minutes, where we typically spend no time preparing for a 40 to 60 hour work week.
Right.
Hmm. And then people ask, well, why do I hurt? And I'm like, because you're not taking care of yourself. So at my practice, after 25 plus years of being a chiropractor, I don't look at people as a cog that just keeps coming in one after the other after the other. I look at each individual with their specific needs and determine what is it that they need. I just had a patient today that came in on Monday. We thought we were going to treat one thing. We treated it. She was fine, but we realized that there was something else. So we modified her treatment just after one visit and said, let's do this now. And they call it practicing for a reason. we're trying to figure out what it is that that particular person needs, and we modify it. So, of course, I'm a chiropractor, and adjustments are my main focus, getting the body balanced neurologically and biomechanically. But then there's issues of pain, and I don't like talking about pain because pain is not where we want to be, but that's what people are paying attention to. Mm-hmm. And so I have to help people with pain. If they can't get out of pain, they don't see me anymore. Mm-hmm. So fortunately, as chiropractic has developed over the last century, we've come to understand that there are types of care that we can provide. One's called a deep tissue laser therapy. Been used in veterinary medicine for 30, 40 years. Now finally being approached in the medical community where we can actually reduce pain, inflammation, and allow tissues to heal. I've had football players with torn hamstrings that should have been out for 3 or 4 months get better in 4 weeks. And so there's all kinds of things that we can do, and you had mentioned decompression. People don't have to necessarily go through surgery to get relief. I've got a lot of people with herniated discs, with sciatica, with cervical neck pain, and all of that that gets stabilized and strengthened by doing decompression. And when I've combined that with our deep tissue laser, the results we're getting are phenomenal.
What's involved in a decompression for folks that aren't familiar with the term?
Well, you know, back in the early days, it was horses, and you would tie people up and pull them. Mm-hmm. But we've gotten a little better than that.
Stretching rack?
Yeah, the stretching rack. So what it really is we actually do put you on a table and isolate the area that's having problems and cause a distraction to that and release and distract and release. And you can do what we call tractioning at home with the inversion tables and a little traction unit. But what we do is we actually create a certain amount of tension on the joints, on the discs, that allow for the discs to pull in nutrients back into the disc, help release the joints that are in the spinal column, and get the irritation away from the nerve and allow the disc to start healing. You can't really do that on the other instruments. So we do it in a controlled environment to make sure people don't get injured from that, and both in the neck and the low back. And if the body wants to start reacting to that activity that people aren't used to having, we can help manage muscle spasms and any other pain associated with it when it happens.
Yeah, because I know you definitely take a more holistic approach, and with your practice, since Tom and I actually are in a referral-based networking group together, so
right.
We've known each other for, oh gosh, like 8 months now, I think.
Yeah. He also does my phones and helps me with my tech, so yes. It works both ways. Yeah,
yes. But I know, like, you have a licensed massage therapist on your staff. You
correct.
Also have a physical therapist?
I have an exercise rehabilitation coach, David Nieser, a lot of experience. We're kind of taking people out of things that don't work for them. Sometimes therapy is really joint specific and doesn't look at the whole body. I'm very holistic from that perspective. You got to look at everything. You might be having problems with your low back, but we might find it's because your ankle fracture that you had a year ago is upsetting your low back. So once we get people out of pain and functioning better, then we really look at how can we prevent this? Because that's really where we all want to be. We don't want to come in when we hurt. We want to prevent injuries. Right. So once I get you to a certain point, we do a rehabilitation. We do a movement analysis to determine, is there a reason why you keep having this come up? And now we've gotten people to where we've gotten them to function, but now we want to get them to performance.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually taking them to a UFC gym right down the street from us, and we work with them at the gym to even get them to a higher level. And that's been phenomenal.
And then strengthening those problem areas so you don't re-injure because
exactly.
It stays weak.
Well, a lot of times people, if they're not balancing right, and they just step off a curb and they hurt their back. Well, if you can't balance right and you can't just walk,
it's going to happen tomorrow.
It's going to happen again. And prevention is really what I want. I've told all the time I say this, I'd like to see 300 or 400 patients a week. Just not the same 300 or 400 patients
right.
a week. I want to help people get back on track and have a better life. That's mm-hmm. why we Active Life, Better Life Through Motion is our logo. Because if we don't move, we don't have a good life. You don't really enjoy it if you're sitting on the couch all day long because you hurt.
What's a phone number people can reach you at?
My phone number is 775-842-0065, and our website that has been newly redesigned is activelifereno.com. And, of course, you find us on Facebook and Yelp and Google and all those fun social things.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you.
And thank you.
You're at 6135 Lakeside, is that correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So it's right over. Is it close to the 7-Eleven in that strip of Lakeside or on the other side?
It's on the other side, right by Simons and
south of McCarran.
Yeah, south of McCarran, and it's really a growing little shop right in there, right towards mm-hmm. Bartley Ranch.
Yes,
I like Bartley Ranch. I went up to Wendy Hill the other day, had an ice mm-hmm. cream. I had mm-hmm. a hot fudge.
Yeah, the
sundae.
Ice creamery. That's a good place.
And it was a day when the weather was kind of funky and it hailed across our valley. And
right.
It's so weird because I took a picture and it looks like Reno's floating. It's pretty
wow.
cool. It's a pretty cool picture.
That's fantastic.
So what else, Zach? We're going to get ready to go to another break here already. I was looking over our notes and stuff, and we're just so blessed. I'm stumbling over my words because my mind is zooming faster than my mouth will speak.
I totally understand that.
I got bombarded this morning before I even left to come down here for the show this morning, and I'm going to Sertoma tomorrow. They have an event coming up on May 18th out at Red Hawk golf course out there by Wingfield Springs, I think, in that area. And so I have that lurking in the back of my mind, too. I'm going to be there at 6 a.m. to speak to those folks.
Ooh.
And 6:30 Well, same to me. It doesn't matter if it's 6 or 6:30.
For you, it's basically the middle of the night, right?
That's dark for night. Anita, yes, it is, because yeah. She is not a morning person. I do my best work late in the night. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's when the whole place calms down and everybody's doing their own thing. The dog's zonked out, the cat zonked out, and that's when I do my best work. You can see more of my work at afdesigns.online. I am in the process of redesigning my website and getting it more user-friendly. And you can watch this broadcast on there. Or you can listen, whichever is easiest for you when you're driving around. And I can't wait to come back from the break and hear more about what Christina does and what good old Dan Kim over here. He's got you, Dan. You came up with this plan, right? You designed it, or did you get it from?
It's just an accumulation of 13 years more of practice, and everybody has a program: how to sell, how to sell, how to sell, how to sell, how to sell. Got to sell. But I thought, take it from the other aspect: why do people buy? Because we're psychologically hardwired to purchase, and why do we do it? And you know, you can talk to a person about selling something all day long. But when you find that true connection, why are they going to buy it, or what are they looking for? Your results are going to go through the roof. Yeah. So
amen. You know, when you go into a retail store, next time, folks, you walk into like a clothing store or something like Target or something, take a look at this. I saw they have, you know, their tile, and it's all pretty and everything, and then all of a sudden it goes to carpet. Do you know why it does that?
No.
And did you know that most consumers go to the right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh. Do that.
Okay. So the carpet slows down the cart. So when they hit the carpet, they have to slow down, and it makes the shopper look around. So there's your little tip from Anita today on how to get customers to slow down and take a look at your products and services.
It's carpet.
But I did see it on a talk show on the radio or on TV or whatever.
That's interesting.
Folks, we're going to go to another break. Stay with us. We'll see you when we come back.
Have you, a friend, or family member been diagnosed with cancer? Dr. Forsyth at the Forsyth Cancer Care Center offers an all-inclusive program to treat adult types of cancer. The Forsyth Immune Protocol Cancer Treatment Plan, in a current prospective study of over 6.5 years and 1,200 adult cancer patients, has produced a remarkable 30 times greater survival statistic when compared to conventional full-dose chemotherapy. Greater than 95% of all their patients choose low-dose insulin-potentiated life chemotherapy. Therapy using only 10 to 15% chemotherapy dosing with insulin. Dr. Forsyth has long been considered one of the most respected physicians in the United States, particularly for his treatment of cancer and the legal use of human growth hormone. Located in Reno, Nevada, Dr. Forsyth has seen patients from all over the world. To schedule your consultation today, call 775-827-0707. That number again is 775-827-0707.
Once a powerful leader in the world of finance and insurance, a now retired Jim Stannard has taken on a new role as a singer-songwriter, fulfilling a dream that has burned for more than 4 decades, working with platinum-selling rocker Kip Winger and Afghan Whigs guitarist John Skibik to bring his songs to life. His debut release, Bucket List, has been met with enthusiasm. CD Baby syndicated writer Tony Mastriani wrote, "This album is refreshing and most probably more interesting than what you've been listening to this year. It is my sleeper pick for best independent label album thus far in 2018. Jim Hines from Make a Scene agreed. Some gems here. Stannard has both a gift for poetry and narrative, drawing from a well of influences that include such diverse artists as Warren Zevon, The Who, David Bromberg, and Robert Earl Keane. Bucket List's 11 original songs makes up what Roots Music Report calls a grows on you set from a fresh and highly believable voice. Order your copy at jimstannardmusic.com or download wherever digital music is sold.
Destination Midtown. Experience the difference of Reno's premier shopping extravaganza.
City Mart and City Gas in the heart of Midtown. City Gas, 18 years of low gas prices with City Mart, good quick food, liquor, tobacco, and slot machines. City Mart and City Gas at the intersection of Center and Virginia Streets.
Midtown Reno. Everything imaginable and more. Midtown matters. Get down to Midtown fun. Experience the difference. Midtown matters.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
You're invited to join Business Connections with Anita every Wednesday from 10 to 11 a.m. here on 1180 a.m. KCKQ America Matters.
Unable to listen to the whole show? A recording of today's program will be available later today. Visit americamatters.us and click on the podcast link. Now back to the show.
Thank you, radio friends, for joining us and coming back in with us and staying tuned and watching all these great guests we have in here. We just heard about some decompression from our chiropractor, Dr. Tom Waldorf. We thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
And we want to mention again, we got a great fundraiser going on for a van fleet for Christians organization, roughriders.org. You can find all kinds of ways to donate. We have a long list from Christian, and also I've done my own little thing. So Business Connections with Anita page, there's a donate button there, roughriders.org. You can donate there. My website, afdesigns.online. What else you want to throw in there?
And gofundme.com/rrfleet.
There you go. There, so you go. Know the information like that, and I have to really stop and think about it. But we appreciate you and that you come in here every week, and we love your dogs, and we're glad that we're seeing them get forever homes, because that's the goal.
Well, mm-hmm. We appreciate you and obviously the listeners as well.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Of course, those people. And Zach, I'm going to let you take it over. I know that you know a few of these folks and stuff, so I'm going to turn over the mic to you and let you ask the questions today.
All right. Well, I'm going to tie in Christina here, because I know that with doing Pilates and stuff, that kind of flows with staying in motion and staying healthy. And, you know, when you stop moving, you start rotting.
That's not a good image.
But you're a certified Pilates instructor, so remind me, what exactly is Pilates? How does it differ from yoga?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, you know, Pilates was actually originally designed more for rehabilitation originally back in the day. Dr. Joseph Pilates was actually rehabbing patients in a hospital bed from World War II.
So it's from his name. Okay.
And so these patients were in medical beds and hospital beds, and they needed to move. And so he designed basically a rehabilitation theory based on that, and it has now blown out of the world. It came from that original theory to now it's very, very apparent in gyms, in rehabilitation centers, and it's just basically a lifestyle habit. And so I think that's what's wonderful about all of us being here today is, you know, each of us has our own individual businesses, but it all ties in. It all ties in. And you know, really, I think connecting and finding your passion, what you truly believe in, that what's the old saying about you never feel like you work a day in your life is when you do what you love and you find your passion. And I think when you can find the niche Rough Riders in your chiropractic care, and I can't wait to hear about the biology, you know, this is something that you never feel like you're selling or you're doing anything to others. What you want to do is give away. And so I'm blessed that I finally found my niche as a grown-up.
That's amazing. Yeah. That is amazing.
Do you have a studio here or somewhere?
I don't. My original, I'll kind of trace back on how I actually got into health and wellness and fitness. You know, I was born and raised in a very athletic family, and my family has always been very holistic approach as well. And so we were big believers that exercise and nutrition was the way to live and the way to thrive and the way to heal the body. And so I began my health and wellness journey actually when I was really beginning starting my family with my two children, and I needed a little side hustle. I didn't want to just stay at home all day and be with the kids. They were driving me crazy. So I decided, you know, I was going to the gym anyway every day. Why not get certified in something and, you know, maybe get some free memberships out of it or whatever. And so I started becoming certified in various formats. So Pilates was one, yoga, spinning, all sorts of formats. And that's really where I started finding my niche, like we talked about, my passion. And I knew that this is something I loved. I love educating people. I loved giving back motivation and power and knowledge. I think as long as we have power and knowledge, we can then forward that out. And that gives a lot of people chances at what they can do with their life. And so that's where it started. And so really for me, I've kind of floated throughout Reno through various studios. I don't have anything personal to myself. I teach at various gyms and studios, and I do some private still occasionally.
Well, I'd say that helps you be more local to where people want to do a class at too.
Absolutely.
Right?
100%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can really cut yourself off. I think by location.
Yes.
You know, if you're clear out on Mayberry or something and I live in Sparks, I'm not going to drive to Mayberry, and you just cut off all those people.
Well, and the other thing too is nowadays with social media and virtual aspects, you really don't have borders. So,
right.
You know, I can do things on YouTube. I can do things through Instagram. I can do things through Facebook that we're here on the radio.
Yes.
You know, this is a way that you now can reach other people that are not just right there in your neighborhood. So I love that.
Worldwide, baby, worldwide.
Exactly. Global business.
That's right. And then this kind of led you into maybe some nutrients and different things with Arbonne. So let's talk about Arbonne a little bit. I know a little.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. You know, I make sure and pampered and showered everybody with fizz sticks today because I say I'm fueled by fizz because these are my go-tos every single day. And my segue into Arbonne was actually I never thought I'd be doing anything like this in my life. But I think what happened is I got turned on to the products, and that was the first step. I needed something that I could kind of use as a brand for myself that I could recommend to others, because a lot of times in what we're doing, people are asking, what do you do? What do you recommend? What are you using? And I never really found anything. I didn't really find a lifestyle habit. I never found an eating program. I never found products that I really fell in love with. And Arbonne was the thing. Mostly because Arbonne, I love their ingredient policy. I love that it ties in with Christian as well, because we are a certified vegan company and we're PETA certified. So I'm a huge animal lover as well. And I could take home a dog any day if I could.
I've got a couple.
Well, you can even do
be
it
careful.
For short term.
Right. And I might take you up on that.
Well, Christina, exactly. You're lucky he didn't bring a dog with him today. Sometimes we have them in here in the studio, and it's so special because the people come up to the window. It's like the doggy in the window.
Pour on your heartstrings.
Yeah. Yes, well, we got to do that.
I love it. So we don't test on any animals. We don't use any animal byproducts at all. So if you know anything about animal rendering plants, it's a no-no. You want to stay very hard away from that. But mostly we're free. We're free from anything that's toxic, anything artificial, sweeteners, flavors, chemicals, preservatives, free from gluten, soy, dairy. And so the branding behind that, because I live a holistic lifestyle, that was really important to me, because I do love to eat clean and I love to educate people on why they want to redirect what they're using in and on their bodies to more clean, safe, pure products.
And we're just not getting the nutrients from our food today like we were in the past.
It's
you know,
true.
I did a show with, I don't know if you're familiar with Peter Greenlaw or not. He's an author that wrote about this, but a bowl of spinach now takes 42 bowls of spinach to get the nutrients from one bowl, because we have destroyed our soil and, you know, environments of fire and, you know, whatever happens in the environment, it changes the nutrients in the ground. So
well, I know that my numbers are going to be off a little bit, but what we put back in to farmland is like 3 or 4 of the nutrients when original land had like over 50.
Yeah.
So that's why we're missing so much and why food's not as
exactly
food
and this is
anymore.
This is why I have passion for what I do, because it isn't about pushing Arbonne fizz sticks. This is more about teaching people, like, look, most Americans are malnutritious, yet our bodies are starving for true supplements. And so we do have to supplement more nowadays because the farming techniques have changed so much that we are depleted. And so really teaching people eating clean, eating pure, whole nutrient dense, plant-based, a lot of plant-based, is really where it's at. And so finding, you know, I'm a big believer that food is thy medicine and food can heal the body as well. And so getting away from that medical point of we don't need to have surgeries, we don't need to be having, you know, medications and things. We can heal. Our body's incredible.
Our brains are amazing on what they can do.
Yeah,
absolutely. For healing ourselves. I just heard a story the other day where somebody said that they crunched their back really bad and they told them they needed surgery and instead they chose a different route and came
why
out
not?
Of it.
And why wouldn't you try that first? What have you got to lose, you know? And so
I'm not a drug person. I have a sensitivity to all these hoopla drugs they have out there and I have to be really careful.
Yeah.
Like take half at a time because I'll find myself in the emergency room with a big rash or having complications. And I just, you know, I'm going to be 55 here in another week or something. I don't know. And I am on, thank you, Lord, no high blood pressure, no cholesterol. I do have allergies. I've had them all my life. And I know it's an immune thing. But for the most part, I'm overly, you know, I'm healthy. And I'm thankful for that and that my heart is doing pretty good. It has flutters and stuff, but I've been transition is part of life, and it's always going to keep coming. That's what I learned on last week's show, which kind of helped me put some things in perspective because you're like, always, why are these things happening to me?
Well, and that's what I love to do.
It's always going to be
people.
Happening, and it's people like you that help us get through it that means the world.
Yeah, and coaching, and that's my biggest passion.
How can people reach you?
So I obviously have my own website too, christinadobler.arbonne.com, and my phone number is 775-544-9578. So my gift is health and wellness. I love to empower. I love to educate. I love to coach people and really help them through healthy, happier lifestyles. So that's what I love to do.
And I'll make sure that links to all of your businesses are on my website. That's what I do for my YouTube and Facebook and my radio listeners so that they can find this information easy because sometimes when they're driving, that's a little much for them. Folks, stay with us. We'll be right back.